down here on the field at Sports Authority after the team's second practice at Sports Authority Field with Peyton Manning. Peyton, you guys spent practically the entire day in just pouring rain. How did that test you in this offense? How were you able to make it still productive?
Well, there's no question. It provides tougher conditions, but you don't get many opportunities to work in weather like this.
Right.
Oftentimes, it just doesn't present itself. So hopefully the work in today's elements will help us, during the season. You never know what kind of weather you're going to face during the course of a 16-game season. So hopefully we can find some benefits out of this. But hopefully the field didn't get torn up too much either. But hopefully there's a positive to come from this.
How much do you and Adam maybe modify what you want to work on out here? Almost maybe change play calls when you did call it drills and the red area in the end because of the conditions?
Yeah, no, I think certainly that's Adam's that's part of Adam's job as offensive coordinator. He understands calling plays the best suit players, and certain players can do certain things better in certain conditions, and so Adam has great flexibility in his offense. And so yes, in a game like this, he probably is going to alter certain play calls.
7 days in a camp now, as you guys start to stack practices and stack situations that you work on out here, how's the momentum feeling now that you've got all these practices, especially in pads under your belt here?
No, I think guys are working hard. I think it's good competition every day. Training camp, as we've talked about before, is really the only time the offensive stars are going against the defensive stars. And so you got great competition trying to get open against Tlaib and Kayvon, and it'd be good as we get Chris Harris and those guys back out there, and great work for our tackles going against DeMarcus and Vaughn. So it's good, healthy competition. Offense is winning some battles, defense is winning some battles, but it's making everybody better.
Coach Fox said day one of camp how great you looked physically coming into camp, and you talked on how much you worked in July. Can you feel that paying off this early?
I hope so. Yeah, I had a good offseason. Luke Richardson, our strength coach, and his staff did a good job with all the players, but I thought they gave me a good program that I followed, and I'm seeing some benefits from it, and felt like I came here in good shape, and hopefully that can carry me through the season.
Some guys have been saying, they have noticed even before this offseason, Demaryius Thomas said now he's back, a little more juice on these balls that you're going at them. How is that helping you get through these practices and to feel that this early? I know that's something you've been talking about a little while, getting that strength back.
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously it takes time. I think a lot of that probably has to do with confidence in the system and knowing who you're throwing to. This will be my third year with Demaryius, third year with guys like Julius, and second year with Wes, first year with Emmanuel. So the more you know where a guy is going, the more confidence you have. Usually that results in a little bit better of a throw.
You said you missed these fans, which they were at Dove Valley. Even in this rain, they came out today. I mean, that says plenty.
Yeah, it says a lot about our fans. There's great fans here. I mentioned early on, it's a shame they're not able to come to training camp practices every day because of the construction out there. But sorry about the weather today, but it says a lot about the fans and the kind of commitment they have to the Denver Broncos. It's a real testament to our fans and their passion for the Broncos football.
Peyton, thanks so much for your time. That's Peyton Manning down here on the field. More coverage from this soggy Wednesday on DenverBroncos.com.